Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Isn't it strange the books people write and the books we read, like The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning by Margareta Magnusson? Not one that you might feel urged to read. It follows a trend encouraging us to change our lives by tidying up or living a balanced, happy life. But maybe the mention of the word death is a step too far. Apparently, to death clean is to prepare for the end of your life by getting rid of the possessions you no longer need. A merciful act for your next of kin if you're old, and a satisfying personal experience no matter how old you are. Anyone who's had to clear the household effects of an elderly parent or relative will tell you this, that what their family might have considered as valued or precious possessions will most likely end up in a skip or charity shop instead of being treasured by the next generation. But are we prepared to go through our belongings and decide what we really need and what is really important to us? In Jesus' teachings, he told us the story of a greedy farmer who had a bumper harvest, so much so that he had to build larger barns to contain all the crops. Then he decided to take things easy, eat, drink, and enjoy himself. But God didn't think much of that attitude and questioned who would benefit from all the good things that he'd kept for himself when he died. He said a person's true wealth is not made up of the things he owns, no matter how rich he is. His advice was to store our treasure in heaven, do things that reaped a reward in the next life. That could be as simple as helping other people. Wow! Now isn't that a better legacy to leave to our families? And there's no need for any death cleaning at all.